English Audiopedia. Explore the world with Audiopedia. Task 2. Explore. Topic: Historic Buildings. Title: Come and be inspired.
Sobat pintar, kamu akan mendengarkan audio tentang Museum Pulau Robben, sebuah bangunan bersejarah di Afrika Selatan, yang akan diikuti oleh 3 pertanyaan yang akan mengukur pemahamanmu yang lebih dalam tentang teks tersebut. Simak dan jawab pertanyaannya.
Do you recognize that music? Perhaps not, but I'm sure you're familiar with Nelson Mandela, the legendary anti-apartheid leader from South Africa. He is famous for his non-violent struggle against apartheid, the racial segregation and discrimination towards non-white people that occurred in South Africa. I was witness to his inspiring life. This is me, Robben Island Museum. That used to be called Robben Island Maximum Security Prison, a place where Nelson Mandela spent 18 of his 27 years as a political prisoner. Situated in Table Bay and separated from the main island, Robben Island was used as a jail for almost 400 years before being converted into a Dutch military post during the Second World War. In 1961, a maximum prison was built to jail black people as political prisoners. That was me, Robben Island Maximum Security Prison. I consisted of a 4H block, a general section, a U isolation block, as well as other buildings. Conditions were intentionally harsh to punish prisoners, which involved beatings, lack of food, and isolation. It was impossible to escape from my place because of my maximum security system. Nelson Mandela, as the leader of the anti-apartheid movement, was locked in a small cell with no bed and only had a bucket as his toilet. He was only allowed to have 30 minutes of visits per year. Amazingly, my harsh conditions did not break the prisoner's spirit. Nelson Mandela and the other prisoners educated themselves based on a peaceful political vision. This then enabled them to have a non-violent political transition after the fall of apartheid. Now, as a reminder of the apartheid system, I am a museum of humanity, a symbol of the triumph of human rights, democracy, and racial tolerance. My tours are led by my ex-political prisoners who surprisingly do not want revenge, but rather seek to embrace peace and tolerance. Come and be inspired.
Answer the following questions by choosing A, B, C, D, or E. Question number 1. How might the speaker influence listeners? A. They will be motivated to learn about prison. B. They will pay attention to political prisoners. C. They will be interested to visit Robben Island Museum. D. They will be amazed by the conditions of African countries. E. They will be encouraged to join a South African music band. Question number 2. What does the speaker mean by saying,
"He was only allowed to have 30 minutes of visits per year"?
A. Mandela never had any visitors. B. Mandela permitted his visitors to meet him for 30 minutes. C. Mandela was permitted to visit his family for 30 minutes. D. Mandela only had 30 minutes per year to meet his visitors. E. Mandela was allowed to visit his friends for only 30 minutes a year. Question number 3. According to the speaker, why did the political transition from apartheid to democracy take place without incident? A. The political transition happened after the fall of apartheid. B. Political prisoners pressured the apartheid government to do so. C. Anti-apartheid leaders developed a non-violent political perspective. D. The prison staff educated the political prisoners about non-violence. E. The government taught peace and democracy to the political prisoners.
Bagaimana? Ada kesulitan? Silakan konfirmasikan jawabanmu kepada Bapak atau Ibu gurumu.
Did you have any difficulty answering the questions? If you did, you may ask your teacher for help. English Audiopedia. Explore the world with Audiopedia.